Okay, hello everyone. This is Adam Natale here, and today we are talking about new strategies for thriving as an artist. There is power in numbers.
That's Adam, so my dear,
yes.
I'm going to just break in real quick.
Oh,
because
sorry.
It's okay. You didn't realize, but I just need to say one quick thing about our sponsors.
Oh,
we have
go ahead.
thank the sponsors Artspan.com and ArtExchange.com. They offer website space for artists. Check them out. See if they're a good fit for you. And I just want to tell you, artists, that Adam is the Director of Member Services with Fractured Atlas, which is a multidisciplinary nonprofit arts organization. It gives resources and support to over 26,000 artists. Check out their website, fracturedatlas.org, FRACTUREDATLAS.org. They're also up in our virtual trade booth area that you can get to through the inside resource pages. And don't be thrown off. It looks weighted toward the performing arts, but trust me, the work they do around collective voice has really important implications for visual artists. So, Adam, I'm sorry to cut you off, but before you jump in, do you want me to come back to open up for questions for you?
That would be great. I'll let you know about when I'm wrapping up and I'm ready for questions. So
great. Okay. I'll let you get going. All right.
Thanks again, Ariane. Sorry for jumping the gun, everyone. But again, we're here to discuss new strategies for thriving as an artist. There is power in numbers. And I'll just give you a more extensive background about Fractured Atlas. Fractured Atlas was originally formed in 1998 by our current executive director, Adam Huttler, who founded it as a producing and presenting organization for the performing arts, which we are not anymore, definitely not. In 2001, September 11th, they had their first hit show. The review came out in the September 11th newspaper, so it quickly, unfortunately, closed. He then reorganized it with the board in 2002 as what we currently are, an arts service organization. And specifically, our flagship program would be low-cost healthcare for artists, negotiating new plans, better quality plans, and getting a collective voice out there for healthcare. Our other flagship program is fiscal sponsorship. I don't know if you guys have heard about that, but basically what that is instead of going out and getting your own 501c3 nonprofit, we have a program where, since we are a nonprofit, you can basically come under our umbrella and get a lot of the benefits that a nonprofit organization would get, such as people could donate to your art or your artistic project and get tax-deductible donations, et cetera. So definitely, if you're interested in that, check that out on our website. And we have tons and tons of other programs and services, and we're constantly updating our programs at the whim of our staff and at our members based on what our members and what our artists need in this country. And we're about to hit 3,000 members this upcoming week, so we're really excited about that. We've grown a lot in the past year, and we're proud to offer the services and programs that we do. So check us out, fracturedatlas.org. So some of the stuff, my background, I started by working at the National Endowment for the Arts in theater and musical theater. So my background is a little bit geared towards performing arts. I'm a theater director by trade, but I've been in the arts services since the NEA and now working with Fractured Atlas, and I also work for the New York Musical Theater Festival. But it's been a joy to work at the NEA and at Fractured Atlas with so many independent artists across the country. When I worked at the NEA, I worked in the folk and traditional arts and literature, and now I'm working with all different types of artists from all different types of artistic disciplines, since Fractured Atlas allows every artist of any kind to sign up with us. And basically today I'm talking about collaboration and how you can work together and combine forces to get better healthcare, better artistry and creativity from yourself, and how to think of yourself as a business. So first off, I'll get it out of the way and talk about specifically how this deals with healthcare. And if you have the sheet in front of you, basically, when working with healthcare organizations, they don't like to see scattered artists throughout the country, and they can't look at everyone on an individual rated scale and try and give them each low-cost, good-quality healthcare insurance. So what we do is we have our 3,000 members, and that's a large risk pool. But even that is just a drop in the bucket when you take that kind of number to a healthcare organization that works with companies that have, you know, 5,000-10,000 employees, or that is rating a very large group like a union. So basically, we're taking our 3,000 and we're taking a collective almost 30,000 artists that are in our Open Arts Network, which I'll talk about in a moment. So basically, we've been negotiating healthcare plans since our inception, and we have great plans. We do have a large contingency of artists in New York, since that's where we are. That's where our office is based. And that's where a number of artists are based, of course. But we have artists throughout the country. We have a very strong contingency in California, and we are a national organization. So that's what these companies like to see. We have good healthcare plans in New York, and soon we're going to be rolling out a national healthcare plan through Assurant that's going to be for all states, and we're going to roll it out state by state. So keep checking back on our website, and we're constantly fighting for not only low-cost, good-quality healthcare for artists, but we're also fighting for the advocacy and the universal healthcare and everything that is going on in Congress right now. We're in talks. We have a lobbyist in New York State. We lobby in the National Congress, so we're always out there fighting, because the best thing that you can do is work together to accomplish these better healthcare plans, for instance. So now I want to move on to talk about the Open Arts Network, which is our current big collaboration project. And collaboration, I learned this at a conference on collaboration, actually, but the original definition is to cooperate with or willingly assist an enemy of one's country, and especially an occupying force. Now, that is a very interesting definition, and it comes from either World War I or World War II, when enemies had to begin collaborating together to solve what issues were going on. But a better definition is to work jointly with others or together, especially in an intellectual endeavor. And as we all know, the arts are definitely intellectual endeavors. So what we've formed at Fractured Atlas is something known as the Open Arts Network. And currently, we are partnering with 20 organizations, and we're constantly growing this, that range from different states' arts councils from Knoxville to Atlanta to councils like Theater Bay Area in San Francisco, to the International Forum of Visual Practitioners I don't even know where they're based. I think they're based in New York, but they're a national organization. And a gallery in San Francisco known as ACCI Gallery. And basically all of these members of these organizations have come to participate in this risk pool that we've established. And this is why we can say we affect 30,000 artists on a national level. And everything we do along these lines can help us negotiate better healthcare plans, can help us share resources, can help us understand what artists need across this country. So all of these organizations have bound together, and all of their members can now access can become associate members of Fractured Atlas for free, and then have access to all of our programs and services. The only one they don't have access to is fiscal sponsorship, just because right now we have 650 projects that were fiscally sponsored, and we only have one program director, unfortunately. But they can access all of our programs and services, including healthcare, including the low-cost event insurance and film insurance that we offer, including all of our workshops, which are going to go on. We're going to start online classes this spring that will be workshops you can take at home in your pajamas in fundraising and marketing. And we're really beginning to share resources and stop duplication of effort, which means basically there are a lot of organizations out there that are doing the same thing, and there's no reason for them to be doing the same thing, because they're only competing with one another and diminishing their own efforts. For example, healthcare. As I said before, the larger risk pool you have, the better you can negotiate with these healthcare carriers. So basically, if organizations all across the country start getting healthcare plans for their artists, they're diminishing the larger risk pool that we're trying to create. And so by halting duplication of effort, and on a number of different levels, like a calendar of events. How many calendars of events do we need to have? And granted, Fractured Atlas has one, so we're sort of hypocrites in that area. But at the same time, we are one of the few, if not only, national organizations that are for all artists of all artistic disciplines. So we're beginning to see more and more other arts organizations saying, well, that's great. We don't have the capacity to do this type of program. Fractured Atlas does it. Go to them, specifically for things like fiscal sponsorship and healthcare. A lot of organizations in San Francisco are at a quota when it comes to their fiscal sponsorship programs, so they're sending people our way. Again, there are these smaller organizations like The Field in New York, which is another art service organization we partner with, that says, we don't want to do healthcare. You guys go ahead and do it. We don't have the capacity. So that's what we're trying to do through this Open Arts Network. And so if any of you out there belong or are a member to a certain group that might be interested in getting these benefits and becoming members of Fractured Atlas, have them give me a call. Have them check out the website, fracturedatlas.org, and hopefully we can get more and more different varied organizations into our Open Arts Network. And basically, you know, besides what we do in these areas, there's power in numbers on a number of different levels. Even if you're an individual artist living in New Mexico and are just working by yourself in your home or at a gallery and want to start making connections and want to start networking with other artists to improve your own either creativity and artistry or your own organizational efforts and building upon that. Now, some of you might not like when I say this, and I completely understand as I am an artist too, but I've learned over the years that something that's very important and something that we focus on at Fractured Atlas is as an artist, you still need to think of yourself like a business. Now, take a moment and think about that. There's a number of different levels that that works on. Like, your art is a product. Now, I know you hate hearing that sometimes because art comes out of you, flows out of you. It's your creativity. It's not a commercial product. But in some ways, it is. And in the unfortunate capitalist society that we live in, that's how a lot of others view our art, as a product. Now, specifically, there's power in numbers, not so much on that level, but when it comes to networking, something that is a word that a lot of artists don't like to use and is very, very important is networking. Because when you start networking, not only can you get more exposure for yourself, find out more of what's going on out there, make the connections, like if you're not getting your work into some gallery, well, find out who is and make that connection. But it also can help you with new ways of working, artistic breakthroughs, working in multidisciplinary. Let's say you were a painter or a sculptor, and your work is kind of stagnated. There are tons of people working out there in different artistic disciplines, and networking and possibly finding someone that has shared thoughts on art or shared concerns about lifestyle. Maybe the two of you could collaborate on a project. Maybe this person's a videographer, and you start doing something that involves both visual art like photography or painting or sculpting and this videography. A lot of people are breaking into new multidisciplinary types of art, and it's a very interesting discipline, and it's a flowing discipline. It's changing all the time. And so it could help you creatively that way. It could be two painters getting together and working on a new form. New forms are terrific, and we sometimes wonder, we see a new form come out, and we're like, wow, how did that happen? But sometimes a lot of those things have happened through networking and collaboration between two artists. And in other ways, it can help you expand your resources. At Fractured Atlas, we're all about sharing resources. What do you have that I can use? What do I have that you can use? How can we collaborate and use these resources that are out there to make ourselves better? So that's what we do in the Open Arts Network with our partner organizations, and that's what a lot of artists should start doing. A lot of artists don't know how to get healthcare, for instance, or don't know how to get their work out there and into a particular gallery, or don't know how to get an agent, etc. And there are, you know, there are people that do, and finding those people is definitely tough. But now with the technological advances we have, with the MySpaces and the and even stuff like Fractured Atlas has a support forum for artists. That, and we're going to eventually create our own sort of MySpace for artists. The technology is out there, and you can use it to your advantage, and you can expand your resources and find out what's out there and what you're missing. Because generally, if you're looking for something, then it's going to be out there, and there's going to be a way that you can access it. A lot of people come to us and say, wow, I didn't know that there was low-cost healthcare for artists. And I never really looked into it before. But when you look into those things, whether you just Google those words or whether you start asking around and spreading word of mouth, you will find out about those resources that are out there that you can use. And it's very, very important that you share these things amongst yourselves as artists, and you don't lock yourself in a room simply doing your art, because then you're just doing it for yourself. You know, granted, you have audiences and you sell your work, and I think that that's great, but it's very important, unless you purposely are doing your work for yourself, not to do your art in a vacuum, to ask other people, to get constructive criticism, to ask them how they got to where they are, or what they know, or what you can share to further your own work organizationally or creatively. So that's what I mean by thinking of yourself like a business. Is getting out there, and I know some of you in the past panel that we did last week were very afraid about trying to put yourself out there because you're scared of rejection, but there are just as many artists out there that are scared of the same thing, and you can find those artists, and you can talk to them, and you can see how either they overcame it, or you can work together to overcome it and to get your art out there. So it's very important that you think of yourself like a business and you market yourself like a business, and because this is your work. As a theatrical director, I'm constantly networking with theater companies, with other theater directors. I look, even though I don't have a physical product maybe that some of you visual artists might have, I still have a marketable product in that I'm a theatrical director, and that is my product, and I know people want it, and people want your art as well. So it's very important to work together and find those people and to advance your work and your art. Now, the other thing that we work on a lot at Fractured Atlas is we're doing some local advocacy efforts, specifically in the New York area of Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Because in a lot of cities, a lot of cities have areas like Williamsburg where artists have come in over the years, have gentrified the area. The area is now blossoming and blooming with the arts and restaurants and theaters and galleries, and now rent has gone sky high, and artists are being pushed out. So basically, you know, it's almost a little too late to do this because artists have already been pushed out of Williamsburg, and this is just one example. This is happening in all cities. I know it is, and there's a group called Art Space that is working to make affordable live workspace in certain cities, such as I believe Denver and a few other scattered cities across the country. But advocacy efforts are very important, and this is another place where power in numbers is very, very important. For example, Americans for the Arts is the national advocacy nonprofit for the arts. So they advocate. They have Arts Advocacy Day in March, and you should check out their website, AmericansForTheArts.org or ArtsUSA.org. And basically, they get everyone on speaking from one platform and going as groups to the senators and congressmen and talking about the art and why arts funding is so important. Now, it doesn't have to be done on such a national level. It can be done on a local level. But whenever it's done, it's always more important when the person you're advocating to sees a group of artists, not just a single artist, one artist saying, my living costs are too high now, I'm being pushed out of the city, or there are no more grants in my area, why is that? It's always more important if they hear this from a collective voice, And that's what we're trying to do in Williamsburg. We formed a steering committee, and we've had hundreds of people come out and speak to assemblymen in New York. And that's sort of the same thing what Americans for the Arts does, but on a national level. So when you're advocating for the arts, it's very important that you remember that there is power in numbers. And Ariane sent me a question the other day about artists in trouble and where artists can spread the word that they're having problems and they need help. And there are places, if you look for them, for example, Fractured Atlas, we have a support forum online. And I'm glad it's called a support forum because that's what it's there for. It's for artists from across the country to talk to one another about anything that they want. And I'm really encouraging our members to start using this. And actually, even non-members can use it. It's one of the services that we offer to everyone for free. And our support forum is listed, the different artistic disciplines are listed, visual arts, literature or literary arts, film, theater, dance, music. We've listed them in these pretty general categories because as soon as we break them down, it starts to diminish them a little, we find. But basically, that's one place where you can ask for assistance and ask for help, whether it's just a question like, I'm interested in this gallery in New York or in Denver. Has anyone else worked there before or exhibited there before? Or you can ask, or you can say something. If you are in need of assistance, and you can put yourself out there and say, look, I just lost, I think it was someone who lost all of their art. I think that's where they, where this question came out of. Someone lost all of their art in a fire except what was in a gallery, and it's a horrible, horrible thing. And you could, you know, someone could post to the visual arts support forum and say that here's what's happened, you know, if anyone has, you know, more of her art somewhere that she doesn't know about, please contact us. Or put it out there because you never know who you're going to get to. And with 3,000 members in Fractured Atlas and thousands upon thousands more looking at our website, you may find some help out there. So not only our website does this, there have to be other websites out there that support the arts and have this function. It's sort of sad that there aren't more artistic unions out there that could serve this function. And sometimes we look at ourselves as sort of a union for artists, even though we really aren't, but we do offer some of the same services. But it's sad that there aren't more ways for artists to put themselves out there like that and to receive help. And as I said, we're going to look to create that new sort of MySpace for artists through our website. So that would be another way that you could get the word out there and spread the word. We've seen how viral MySpace is, how viral YouTube is. And that's what we're working with right now, and we have to ride that wave. And I always encourage artists to think what's next and to find out, you know, what's coming down the line? What is the latest technology? How do I work with that, and how do I use that before it gets used up and we're on to the next thing? You know, people have talked about blogs and all of this, and sometimes I think that we're 5 minutes too late. We're 5 minutes behind the curve. So we have to ride these waves while they're still hot, use them, and then move on to the next thing. And you have to be very, you do have to be very technologically savvy, and that's hard to do, especially for those in an older generation who might not have grown up with those type of technological resources. So it's very important that we learn those and not be afraid of them. Nothing is hard to use. Everything is easy to use. And there are also resources out there of where people can help you with these things, not just in the arts, but in general. And if you just look for them, they are there. Even if you're looking, even if you don't have your own computer, go to your local library or ask people that you know, and ask others that your friends know. Just remember, just like MySpace, your friends are the friends of friends of friends. So your resources are huge. Everyone's resources are very large, and if they just tap into those, it will be a spring of new resources. And the other thing I'd like to talk about while I'm on the topic of advocacy is grants. We all know that grants are very hard to get, especially for individual artists, and something that Fractured Atlas does for its members is we do give grants to our individual artist members. Now, they're very small, and we're probably only going to give about 4 per year, but we still have them. We're not a foundation. It's just a service that we like to do for our members. And there are other organizations out there, and there are foundations out there that do produce grants for individuals, and it's easy to find them through, for example, the Foundation Center, fdncenter.org. They have offices throughout the country. Their main office is in New York, and they have a library that if you can get to New York, they have a library that's free to use. But otherwise, if you'd like to research grants and grants towards individuals, it's a great resource, Foundation Center. And then another resource that's actually national, but many people don't know that because it's got the words New York in front of it, is New York Foundation for the Arts. And they have something great called NYFA Source, New York Foundation NYFA Source, which is on their website, NYFA.org, NYFA.org. And that is a terrific resource for not only grants, but fellowships and other and internships and other programs for all types of artists across the country, not just in New York. And these resources and these grants could definitely apply to you, so I definitely encourage you to take a look at them. And one, while we're talking about grants, one of the things that grant makers love to see, and I learned this while I was at the NEA, is they love to see collaborative projects. They love to see two organizations, no matter how different they are. For example, since I was working in the theater department, I'm just going to center on that. I remember there was a theatrical company, I don't know where, that was partnering with a local either service organization or a hospital that was going into a hospital and was doing work there. And the thing is, it was two very different organizations that were partnering together to do something better. Now, you don't have to partner with a hospital. You don't have to partner with a social service organization. If you do, that might be great. If that works for your art, terrific. But maybe it's just a collaboration between two artists. But grant makers love to see those type of collaborations because it seems to them like they're financing or they're funding something new and something different and something that could produce new forms of art and new forms of creativity. So it is very important in all areas that you constantly look for places where you can collaborate, places where you can share resources, that you tap in to each and every source of networking that is out there for you, and that you use the service organizations and search for the service organizations that are out there, such as Fractured Atlas, such as The Field in New York, New York Foundation for the Arts. I'm trying to think of organizations that are not that are outside of New York. I'm always focused on those just because that's where I live. But there are I know every state has an arts council. Always look to your state arts council. They have tons and tons of resources for their local artists. And even more on a local level, if you're in a large city, there is an arts council. It might be called the Denver Arts Council. It might be called the Council on Arts and Humanities. They all have different names, but there is definitely one in each major city. And even in your counties, even in small counties with not that many people, they might have a county arts council. And those places have the resources and know where you can turn and to look for those things, whether it's healthcare, whether it's fiscal sponsorship, whether it's getting grants for individuals, whatever it may be, those resources are out there if you just look for them. And the only way you can look for them is by talking to other people and forming those connections and forming collaborations and getting in your same pool of artists and your same pool of people. And that's how we can affect change, by working together. It's the only way. If artists are working by themselves in this country, all across the country, and are not talking to one another, we don't know the issues, we don't know how to solve the issues, and there's no one, and we're just hearing the same thing from multiple different people, or we're hearing multiple different things from multiple different people, and everyone needs to be speaking from the same collaborative voice and the same platform, and that's very important. So I think that's generally it for me. I want to take some questions. The other thing I wanted to mention was that as a part of this telesummit, as long as you're a member, you've signed up for the telesummit and you're a member of it, Fractured Atlas would like to extend to you one free year of individual membership. We have 3 levels of membership. That's why I say individual. We have individual, partner, and organizational. So 1 year of membership is $75. So basically, all you need to do is just go to our website, fracturedatlas.org, click on sign up as a member, fill out that form. You do have to enter your credit card information. It'll charge you $75. Then immediately email me, adam.natale, N as in Nancy, A-T-A-L-E, at fracturedatlas.org. And that's on your sheet, and I'm on the website, so I don't need to repeat it 500 times, hopefully. Or you could call me either way, and I'll refund it the next day, the next business day that I'm looking at my computer, and I will refund that $75. And I do want to warn you that it will, in the terms and conditions, it renews everyone's membership annually, but you'll get an email 2 weeks before that happens. I just want to put that out there so you don't come yelling at me a year from now and saying, my credit card was charged $75. But we do want to extend this one free year to you. Feel free to use any and all of our services. Our website is a little dense, but everything is on there. And if you look for it, which is very important in what I've been discussing, if you look for it, it's there. And whatever resources we don't offer, we can hopefully direct you to other organizations that offer those things. For instance, we just got rid of our live workshops, and now because there are too many other organizations out there doing it. So I encourage you all to sign up for the free year of membership, use our services, contact our staff. We have a great staff. We have program directors, and we have I'm the general director of member services if you have any questions about our general programs. And I want to thank you, Ariane, in advance, and I'd love to open it up for questions now.
Hi, Adam. I'm here. Also, just the information you gave everybody about the membership, you can also go straight to the bonus page on your Inside Resources, and that gives you the link and also the same information Adam gave you now, so you don't have to take extensive notes. Maybe too late, but you don't have to do that. All right, Adam, I'm gonna unmute everybody. Remember, as we do this, you're going to hit star 6 as soon as I say go. Hold on.
Okay.
Go. Okay, and those of you who have a question for Adam, you've stayed unmuted. You want to give me your name first so I can acknowledge you so we know we're hearing you. Who would like to ask a question? If somebody's trying to ask a question, I cannot hear you. Try star six and see if you can unmute yourself.
Hi, Ariane. This is Carrie in Oregon.
Hello, Carrie. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, great. This is Michelle Casey calling from Canada.
Okay, Michelle. Let's let Carrie go first, Michelle, and you can be second.
Okay, sure. Sorry.
Carrie?
I just wanted to jump in and say a huge thank you to Adam. You can't possibly imagine after almost 15 years what all of the information you have presented means to someone like me. I'm in a small town, and I'm on the West Coast, and I have been searching for these kinds of things for so many years that I just can't wait, and I'm so incredibly grateful that I've been able to participate in this summit. So thank you.
Sure. Yes, but thank you. Thank you so much. That's great. I'm glad. And that's very important that, you know, especially with Fractured Atlas, we try and apply all of our services to make them available to everyone on a national level. And so whatever services we have that are in New York or in one specific area, they are only pilot programs, and we're only starting them so that we can spread them across the country. And we're eventually hoping to have satellite offices in different parts of the country as we grow. But it's very important that you realize that there are those resources out there, even in the smallest of towns. So that's great. Thank you so much for those kind words.
Okay, Michelle, you're next.
Hey, thanks. I want to thank you, too, Adam. Your information has been very helpful. And I wanted to know, because I'm in Canada, would that make it a little bit more difficult for someone like me to get in touch or get support from your organization?
From our organization, sort of, kind of. For example, the healthcare. I think Canadians already have a pretty good setup up there. So I don't know if you will. I know that you wouldn't be able to access our healthcare plans. Fiscal sponsorship is another thing. Because of IRS tax code, we can only fiscally sponsor projects and artists that have a valid Social Security number or an EIN, an employee identification number, in the country. But there are other resources, like our support forum, and once we further develop our and create this sort of I keep calling it the MySpace for artists. But as we develop that, you can definitely use that. We do have some Canadian members. We do have some international members. If you can, you know, as I said, you have a free 1 year of membership. Take a look around on our website. See if there's anything that we offer that you could use. I'm sure there are some things, but you're definitely not going to have full access to everything. But I encourage you to still become a member.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Is there someone else that has a question they would like to ask?
Hi, this is Steed from New Mexico.
Yes, Steed, go ahead.
Thank you. I have a question that may be hard to articulate, but what I love the idea of collaboration. I'm a painter, and I find that when I'm truly involved in my art, it's almost 100% nonverbal. And I have always had this part of me wondering, how in the world could I ever collaborate with someone else when I'm such in my own world in the actual process of doing my art? And I just wondered if there's anything that could share about that.
Oh, I think that's a great question. I'm going to let Adam answer, but I just want to tell you, Steve, I think that's a great question.
It's absolutely a great question, and it is somewhat tough for me to answer as I come from a more performing arts background where I, as a director, I'm constantly talking and verbalizing and writing down my ideas. But speaking of writing, I don't know if you might be, you know, you work on something. I know that in the panel that we had last week, someone was talking about blogging, keeping a diary such as a blog, or even whether it's for yourself or for other people and you start putting it up on the internet. I mean, that's up to you. But maybe verbal isn't the way to go. Maybe it's written. Maybe that's more comfortable for you. The other thing is that there are artists out there like yourself. And it might be hard to find those artists because, you know, I don't want to say you have a communication problem because you definitely don't. People communicate in all different ways, visually, verbally, etc. So, but finding those artists out there and then share, you know, basically sharing your soul. I do that. I'm on something called the Emerging Leaders Council through Americans for the Arts, where I was able to express my opinions to fellow emerging leaders that I'm not able to do in day-to-day conversation because these people have the same ideas that I have and share the same issues and concerns. So finding those people that are out there, and as I said, technology has offered us a lot in that area. There are people out there and
yes.
There are, that you can
Hi,
access.
Hi, how are you?
And there are communities.
I'm very good, very, very good, getting ready.
Go ahead.
Adam, are you done, Daryl?
Well, I was just going to finish up my sentence, but I heard something wrong.
Go ahead.
And finding those artistic communities, I think that there are some in New Mexico, for instance.
I'm going to put us on global mute. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Adam. Okay,
thanks, Ariane. There are some artistic communities out there, and I think there is one in New Mexico where people can discuss their work openly. And I know it's hard. I think it's something that you can achieve possibly through writing down, you know, what has moved you, what has moved you to create what you have, and then maybe talking, maybe speaking that. And I wish I were more of a psychologist that I could sort of break this down. But I think that you can find ways to slowly integrate yourself and to find people that are out there in your same situation. You don't have to collaborate artistically with anyone. You know, you definitely don't have to do that. I just encourage it in general. But if your work works fine on its own and you're not looking for that next step creatively and you're not interested in collaborating with, you know, a photographer, then it might not be an issue. Maybe you just want to share resources. Maybe it's just a little bit of networking, and so it's less talking about your art and more talking about how to get your art out there. So there are ways to access this, and I know it's hard, but I think there are definitely ways that you can slowly work your way into that if that's what you were seeking.
And Adam, I have a thought for you too, that collaboration doesn't necessarily have to impinge upon your own creative flow and space. It could
exactly.
be something like you take your work and find a local poet, and when the poetry, you know, have your work being exhibited as a backdrop behind the poet during a poetry reading. That level, you can do levels of collaboration that aren't going to come in on or intrude on that process that you're doing privately. Okay, hang on. I'm going to just check in with Steve real quick.
Very
Is that helpful, Steve?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay, great. All right, if you can mute yourself back, and we'll take another question.
Yes, this is Doris from Sonora, California.
Yes, go ahead, Doris.
What about a registry?
Wait, we've got to change the
You know, through this organization that we're talking about today. What about a registry where all artists can, you know, have their name and their website and a short thing about what they do? That way, if you're looking for somebody... Around, are you there?
Yes, we're listening. We're hang on just a minute. If everybody else who's not talking can make sure they're on star six, somebody has their phone open.
Thank you, my friend. You're welcome.
There's a gentleman talking in the background, if that's helpful.
What?
What? That gentleman right there.
I'll just go on with this, but you know, I have similar thoughts as this last person that just put in their idea, you know, about wanting to have somebody to talk to, maybe, or collaborate with. And if you could go to a registry where you could find other people, even close to you or not, you know, not necessarily close.
Okay, hang on. We're going to go global mute and answer your question, Doris. Hold on.
Okay.
Thanks, Ariana. Go ahead. I got
well, that. I just want to jump in real quickly to just say that one of the things that Smartest is looking at and moving forward is doing exactly what Doris is asking for. So just then you can go ahead and say what you're going to say, Adam.
No, terrific. And I think that I think it's great. And we do that at Fractured Atlas. You'll see at the top of our website, it says member directory. It's not as fully fleshed out as we'd like it to be right now, but that's probably because a lot of our members don't know about it or don't use it. Please keep in mind that a lot of our members tend to use us for one or two services, and then they don't go deeper into the website and find out what else is there. But we do have a member directory for all artists. It is searchable, very easily searchable, and you can make your own public profile whatever you want. You can add visuals to your gallery. Soon you'll be able to add videos if that helps. You can have your name, you can have your artistic discipline, you can have what you're seeking, if you're seeking someone to collaborate, et cetera. You can have your place, you can have your website, whatever. And that's what I'm talking about, what's going to become the MySpace for artists. And if you don't know about MySpace, that's something online that's basically every single young person from 18 to 35 is on it right now. And it has their own profile, and they can manipulate it so that it gives all of their interests, and they can design it, and et cetera, et cetera.
Adam, we've been talking a lot about MySpace this week.
Great. So basically, we're going to make that – we're going to turn our member directory into something along those lines. So there are those member directories out there. Smartest is doing one. Fractured Atlas is doing one.
Okay, I hate to slow this down, but I'm going to have to move on because we're working into Susan's time.
Go ahead, great.
All right, Adam. Again, I echo what the artists have said. I'm so grateful to you for being willing to do this and jumping in. I knew when I found Fractured Atlas that you had a lot to offer and to expand your base to the visual artists in a larger way. So I am very grateful to you, and as the artist, I've indicated they are too. Thank you, Adam, so much. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Ariane. Have a good one.
You too.